This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sudan's top general said Friday the military is committed to a transition to a civilian rule in his first speech since brutal fighting between forces and the country's powerful paramilitary began nearly a week ago. In a video message released early Friday to mark the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday, Army Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan said, in his words, "We are confident that we will overcome this ordeal with our training, wisdom, and strength, preserving the security and the unity of the state, allowing us to be entrusted with the safe transition to civilian rule." The sounds of heavy gunfire could be heard amid the call to prayer in the Sudanese capital, where mosques are expected to hold morning services inside protective worshipers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to Sudan's warring factions to observe a three-day ceasefire because of the Eid al-Fitr holiday.
"I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation."
He spoke as rival forces battled for a sixth day. The United States is sending more troops to the region in the event that it decides to evacuate in the embassy in Khartoum. The AP's Sagar Magani has that part of the story.
Two Biden administration officials say the planning began earlier this week as fighting rages between two warring factions in Sudan. An embassy convoy was attacked in the capital. The officials say the Pentagon's moving military assets to a Navy base in Djibouti. The Defense Department says it will send more capabilities to the region to potentially help facilitate an evacuation of embassy personnel. The violence so far has kept the State Department from requiring staffers to leave the country, with Khartoum's